It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blenders winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blenders and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blenders, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board to review bathroom policies on information item. Highway 1 at Regent Slide to reopen early. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Specializing in dozer work for rural and ranch. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The debate around transgender students in restrooms and sports once again made its way before the Paso Robles School Board in its meeting last night. But this time, the board agreed to bring back an information item. The conversation started during public comment as a student brought forward their experiences of bullying as a member of the LGBTQ+ community.
Students, parents, and faculty have said that transgender students using gender-separated amenities makes other students feel uncomfortable. But what is actually making them feel this way? Fear of hypothetical situations? Fear of what might happen? What about the fear I feel every day? Knowing that the route I have to take to get to my classes brings me in close proximity to the people who threatened to harm me last year. When homophobic students follow me to my next class, throw trash at me, and verbally harass me by mimicking explicit acts as a form of mockery. I don't enjoy recalling these memories, but my point still stands that these are things that have actually happened to me, not assumptions of what might happen. The real action that needs to be taken by the board is not the creation of a policy that targets transgender students, but the strengthening of policies that protect all students from all harassment, which can come in many forms and from various demographics.
Multiple other speakers and students gave their experiences on the opposite end of the spectrum.
We need to be able to have a restroom or even locker rooms where we can feel safe and do what we need to do without worrying if the opposite gender is going into the restroom.
70% of the public out there agrees that boys do not belong in girls' sports and that boys do not belong in girls' locker rooms or restrooms.
The United States Supreme Court has recognized that questions like these about sex-based rights, privacy, and fairness are serious enough to deserve the nation's highest level of legal scrutiny. Surely they are serious enough to merit a conversation in this room.
While the board was once again hesitant to agendize an action item or resolution, particularly with the ongoing discussions at the Supreme Court, they agreed to bring back an information item for the discussion regarding restroom facilities. Here's Superintendent Jennifer Loftus on that.
In California, the law is that you have to provide both male and female restrooms and gender neutral. And at the end of the day, every student gets to decide which they want to use. They can choose to use the restroom that is associated with their gender at birth, the gender they identify as, or the gender neutral restroom. So what I appreciate is, I think, an opportunity to grapple with what the law actually is, what our options are within the law, and then to allow everyone to just think about what it might look like to come up with solutions that would be palatable to our community and supportive of our students, which I know is ultimately everyone's goal.
The board will not take any action as this is an information item, and this will return in February for discussion only, potential action for future agendas. Highway 1 at Regent Slide to reopen early. Details of the I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:11.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:12. Although initially not slated to fully reopen until March, Caltrans announced that repairs on Highway 1 at Big Sur have progressed enough for a reopening. In January 2023, the area experienced significant rain and downpours that caused multiple rock slides and mudslides. Then on February 9, 2024, a massive rock slide buried the highway's surface under several tons of rock and mud. Work at the highway was slowed first due to dangerous conditions, and the project faced significant challenges in clearing the debris. The highway will reopen today at noon. The estimated repair cost for the area was about $82 million. A man in Paso Robles was arrested yesterday after he allegedly assaulted two police officers. Police were responding to a child safety report at 1327 Creston Road, but during the investigation, the child's father allegedly assaulted two officers. The man was quickly arrested and both officers were treated at the scene. The City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo have announced a weekend vending opportunity at the Atascadero Lake Park for this summer. The city is seeking local food vendors for zoo visitors and park goers every Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 4 p.m., starting June 20th and ending at the end of September. Vendors can sell their menu items at the entrance to the Central Coast Zoo and Atascadero Lake Park, designed to offer visitors new and unique food options. The deadline to submit vendor forms, which can be found on the City of Atascadero's website, is Friday, February 27th. The Paso Robles City Council will be meeting tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a discussion for inducing term limits to the city council and mayoral position. California law authorizes cities to establish limits on the number of terms that the mayor and council members may serve. Term limits must be placed on a ballot during a statewide primary, general, or municipal election, and must receive a majority of voter approval. To meet the deadline for the November 2026 election, the city would have to submit ballot materials no later than July 2026. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Chabad of San Luis Obispo and Cal Poly will present a guest speaker tonight at 7 p.m. The guest speaker is Sora Vigarito, the youngest known survivor of Dr. Joseph Malenge during the Holocaust. Dr. Malenge, often dubbed the Angel of Death, experimented on 89 pairs of identical twins at Auschwitz. Vigorito is a survivor of his experience and will detail her remarkable journey from loss and devastation to a fulfilling life of faith and resilience. The event is free for Cal Poly students, and members of the public can purchase tickets for $25. Tickets are available online now at patxlow.org. The event will take place at the Harold Miyasi Hall. In sports for the NFL, playoffs continue this weekend. On Saturday, KPR will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30. Then on Sunday, we'll have the Patriots and Texans at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears at about 3:15 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Trailblazers 119-97, the Lakers over the Hawks 141-116, the Thunder beat the Spurs 119-98, the Timberwolves over the Bucks 139-106. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Wizards, the Kings will go against the Knicks, the Nuggets will face the Mavericks, the Nets will go against the Pelicans. In California news, a protester in Santa Ana was hit in the face by a projectile fired by a federal officer. The protest was held on Friday outside the Federal Immigration Building in response to the shooting of Renee Good in Minneapolis. The protester, 21-year-old Caden Rumler, was hit by a crowd control weapon during a demonstration and is now reportedly blind in his left eye. Scott Adams, the creator of the popular comic Dilbert, died at the age of 68 yesterday. He battled prostate cancer that spread to his bones and was in hospice care in Northern California as of Monday. A federal judge ruled on Monday that the Trump administration's halting of $7.6 billion in clean energy grants was illegal. The grants would have gone to 16 states for battery plants, upgrades to the electric grid, and efforts to provide more clean energy. One such state was California. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, one of the many highlights here at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention in Anaheim, California, was an address by U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. And during her remarks, she thanked America's farmers and ranchers and said that the Trump administration is fully aware that food security is national security.
We want to give our children, your children, every opportunity to thrive in rural America, every opportunity. And we want to ensure that you all, our producers, have what you need to thrive and therefore build your business and take care of your family.
Now, she did acknowledge the challenging times here of late in farm country with low commodity prices and high input costs and said, that's why the president stepped in recently to help with the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program.
Just last month, we announced our Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, consisting of $11 billion in targeted support to American row crop farmers who have been harmed by production and market disruptions.
And it's important to note that farmers and ranchers can expect the FSA to start issuing those FBA payments in late February.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Morning. Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California pear growers are seeking relief from Argentine imports that they say have displaced their fruit in U.S. markets and driven down prices for growers in the state. During the past decade, the volume of Argentine pears sold in the U.S. more than doubled, last year rising to 1.3 million boxes, and for the first time surpassing the amount of California-grown Bartlett pears sold to the fresh market. It's one of the biggest headwinds that the California pear industry has faced. Ryan Elliott, a sixth-generation pear grower from Sacramento County, said of surging imports from Argentina, "If we don't figure something out soon, we won't be around." Pressure from imports has already contributed to a decline in California's pear production, with acreage falling from 10,610 in 2000 to about 4,500 in 2024. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday into the weekend as well as on Monday and Tuesday next week, then 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There are mixed readings on the economy as some delayed reports are released. Americans were spending more than expected as the holiday shopping season officially kicked off. Retail sales rose 0.6% in November, excluding autos. The increase was 0.5%. Readings on prices at the wholesale level for November are mixed. The producer price index rose only 0.2%, but rose to 3% for the year ending in November. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, was flat in November, but for the year, it also rose 3%. Big banks Citigroup, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo are reporting higher profits in the recent quarter, though Wall Street was expecting even stronger numbers from Wells Fargo, and those shares are losing ground. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosulda, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge this winter at Spa Allegretto at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. During the months of January and February, enjoy 30% off couples treatments, the perfect way to unwind together. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's an invitation to slow down and savor time side by side. Book your couples escape today by calling Spa Allegretto at 805-369-2524.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
I don't know where she's gone, and most of all, I don't know why. I only know I've got the blues. I've never been this lonesome. It's enough to make a man lay down and die. Lone Star Beer and
KPRL.
When I hear
the Morning Exchange,
I feel at home.
All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 2, Karen on Sound Off. She'll have Keith Gurney. They'll be talking some issues within the county and also having to do with the next election here in San Luis Obispo and perhaps beyond. So enjoy that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice. Well, I almost have nothing this morning, except can anybody give me the definition of what associate with means? I think we heard that from Loftus regarding the issue or one of the issues at the Paso Robles School District. I wonder if I would to associate myself as a faculty member, could I use the teacher's restroom? I know that's a ridiculous example, but how far are we going to keep going with this? I associate myself as... Well, you might want to look down at some body parts and see what you really are. Just asking the question. So what exactly does that mean? If anybody knows. And the other is, how did we get to this point where this is an issue of part dignity. I had a conversation yesterday with somebody regarding this. She was a female. And, you know, she said, and I think many of us can remember or at least relate to this. There are a lot of times in school when you're awkward, even among your own group. Now, she was referring to changing for gym class and some of the, you know, the gym clothes that we, again, many of us, you had to wear. Many kids at certain stages or ages of their life felt awkward, and there was a little bit of shame and so forth and so on. None of that is taken into consideration anymore. You know, I can tell you, even in guys' locker rooms, there were some people that were just uncomfortable, and you can tell. Now, obviously, I don't know what it was like in a girl's locker room, but, you know, kids being kids, and particularly guys being guys, we could be not thinking at the time, but either very sarcastic or downright brutal. And I don't mean in the physical sense of the teasing and so forth and so on. So it's an awkward time for many people, and we're creating more awkwardness for them with the adult decisions that we're making because somebody associates as or with. Well, that's lovely and beautiful, but reality. All right, let's see here. In San Luis Obispo, particularly, the county, but particularly in San Luis, oh my gosh. Oh, there is mountain lions being seen in and around San Luis. String of mountain lion sightings. Oh, gee, what a surprise. Luckily, no pets have been reported missing, but just again to remind people if you're out and about, whether you're, you know, going hiking down there or in other areas, because there are mountain lions up in North County as well. I've come in close contact with one out there at Pozo, dirt bike riding, probably within, I don't know, 30 or 40 feet of the mountain lion, just going, boom, right past us. So, obviously, mountain lions are more active at night and during dawn and dusk. Avoid opening open space areas during these times and keeping pets, especially small animals, inside at night. You know, it's funny. I see signs out in some rural areas here that somebody has lost a dog. Matter of fact, there's one. It's still up. It says lost small dog. And, you know, every time, because I pass it every day, and it's, you know, the brutal honesty is, well, you ain't going to find it, especially a small one. I don't know if people consider that or are told to be consider that when you move to certain areas that you might want to think about the size of the dog. Now, I realize, you know, a mountain lion against a dog, in most cases, the dog isn't going to win that, but it may be something to think about. Okay, also here, when you're outside and doing the outdoor stuff, stay in well-lit areas or on established trails. Be alert and go in a group when walking, hiking, biking, or jogging. Keep a close eye on small children and pets. Create some noise to make sure any nearby mountain lions are aware of your presence. That's that also. And also secure any possible food sources such as garbage cans, bird feeders, and compost bins to keep wild animals from finding food in local neighborhoods. And this is something that some people just don't heed the advice. Residents should never feed wildlife because they could prey the attacked predators to the predators to popular areas. And it doesn't matter because they're animals and they like the food. Now, although mountain lions have been roaming in this area for hundreds of years, they tend to be pretty shy. And again, the one that we came across, he wanted to beat feet and get away from us. But make sure you never, if you spot a cougar or a mountain lion in your area, never turn your back on it. Instead, keep eye contact with the creature and slowly back away. While you're doing this, you should make noise and try to make yourself as big as possible to scare off the mountain lion. This is what the experts are saying. And if you see a mountain lion and feel threatened, you should call 911. Don't turn your back while you're doing that either. And by the time 911 calls or comes and shows up, you'll be eaten anyway, so it doesn't matter. So don't waste your phone call. Don't waste the data. Chris, have you ever come across or seen anything? What's the, you know, other than, you know, the deer is down here in the middle of the road. Have you ever come across something that, you know, similar to that, any animal?
Yeah, the closest that I did was, I remember one time I was out of state, I believe, and we were hiking and we came across bear tracks, but we never actually made contact with the creature.
What'd you do? Do you remember what you did when you saw them?
We walked right past them.
No big deal.
No big deal. Like, you know, as long as it doesn't come for us. Besides, they were kind of small, so I'm almost, it might have been a brown bear, or not a brown bear, a black bear.
Oh, so, you know, smaller bear you can take on. You didn't have to worry. You know, I figure, well, if it comes up, it's a small one, I can take care of it.
I don't want to take it on, but, you know, scare it off is a thing. You don't want to mess with, you know, a brown or a grizzly bear, and especially not a polar bear, but black bears, you know, it's like the motto. If it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. If it's white, say goodnight.
So say goodnight means you're gone.
Yes.
Okay.
If you are some reason in a region with polar bears and you see one, you're dead. If it considers you food, which it probably will.
I don't know if I could lay down or stand still if, you know, especially with the bears, because I think that's what you're told to do.
For brown bears, you are told to lay down and play dead.
I don't think I could. I may be dead from a heart attack doing that, you know, thinking about doing that, but I don't think I could do that. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, we're a pretty ingenious society. If we've got to have three restrooms, boys, girls, and others, or any, and there's people at school, the kids can use whatever bathroom they want, how do we solve that riddle? To me, it's like everything's a math problem, seems like. How do we get the girls their own space, if that's the rule? So it seems like there ought to be a way. Either we make the neutral bathroom so elegant that we persuade the others to want to go there, or something. But I think tomorrow, Kenny Annie's show and Darsha's show ought to be a good brainstorming, because I know we've got some genius people out there who can see the solution, but they need to offer it.
Well, as Loftus alluded to, and by law in California, I think it's June or July of 2026, they have to have this issue remedy. But again, I'm being sarcastic. And save money and just say that those that want to associate with other, they can use the teacher's restroom.
That's one solution. I hope Kenny's listening. It's all a brainstorming
period right now,
if we can figure it out.
I like to present the ridiculous because I want to put in their face and see what their reason would be for not wanting to do that.
Sure. That's good for the goose, good for the gander.
Now,
if it's okay, then it's okay.
Now,
for you.
Do teachers that may associate or identify as something else, are they allowed to use other restrooms?
You know, I would think California law says you can go in whatever bathroom you want. And so that's part of the riddle, part of the algebra that we got to figure out how. I know in it's easier to use the carrot than the stick, I think. And so, I don't know. I don't have the answer, but that's why I called in, to see if I could find one of these genius elderly couples sitting at their breakfast table who see through all the fog that seems to be in our society and can just call in tomorrow maybe and tell or email Kenny or however you can get our ideas out there so we can actually have a social brainstorming that everybody's happy.
Well, okay, you keep and for reason, I understand that you keep mentioning Kenny. All right, Kenny's up against it. All right, he's having to battle pretty right. much by himself. I mean, he's kind of the lead.
I agree.
Why not, again, put these questions or your thoughts to the other ones on the school board as well?
Good idea.
And, you know, again, like I say, ask the ridiculous question and see what the response is. Give me a reason why that you would be okay with a teacher using any bathroom they want, or faculty, I'll say.
Right. Right, but they'll say one thing. They'll say whatever they have to say. I think I don't know. It's a tough.
Well, that's a good
advancement of the issue, Kevin.
But that okay. When you say their answers, well, then that they are lying.
Yes, and I don't. You got to edit those things out when you're talking to administrators. I think they're protecting their jobs.
Just because somebody's an administrator doesn't mean they have power over you. They have power within the confines of their job description, but they don't have power over the public. Now, there are rules and things that, need to be abided by. We all understand that. But don't feel the intimidation just because it's a principal or a school administrator or something like that. They've got nothing over you.
Authority over the rules, though.
They have authority within the school. They don't have authority over you, and they can't do anything to you.
Right.
People in those positions, they count on the public cowering because, I'm a this, I'm a that. They can't do a damn thing to you.
Right. And I think if you can feel the unwashed public getting attention from the school, it's because they want to kiss up to us to get us to vote for their bond. So while we have this kind of power, they want to pretend at least to listen to us and make us heard, because they're going to put out a survey. Did you hear that last night on how feasible their $170 million bond is going to float in the election? And so they're trying to warm up to us a bit. And I don't know if you've interacted at all, but I did have a conversation with the, there's a PR lady now that is working for the school to try kind of, I don't know, I don't want to sound redneck, but put a spin on all this stuff going on to try and sell it to society, or at least be, maybe she's just really trying to be genuine and explain why things go on like they do. But there is a PR position at the school who seems to be pretty easy to talk to. So I'd love to hear her on the radio and people call in and say, what about this? And have her try and defend it, or at least write down this is an issue that the public sees. So that she's trying to wash the view of us to the school and what's going on. And so we have a little power with that bond, and we have a person in position whose job it is, I think, to interface.
Well, we have a lot of power in regards to the bond. You can either vote no or vote yes.
Right.
I mean, and they're
aware of that.
Well, they are, but I don't know when this started, and I'll probably say maybe in the late 80s. Why did school districts, particularly in California, need to hire somebody for PR?
I wonder if it was because they realize how vulnerable they are to public requests from the people, and the supervisor herself has to have her and her administrator give you the information you asked for within 10 days. And that's probably a job they wanted to farm off to somebody. It probably started with the public request encumbrances, but I'm hoping it's going to evolve into an open line of communication.
Well, to be fair, the person, and I forget her name off the top of my head because she sends things to us. She's very, very good, and she's very responsive.
Right.
But again, I go back and think, okay, so why do school districts now, and why do they need PR? And when I think of the PR, I think of BS.
Well, you would know. I know you've probably dealt with a lot of PR in your marketing and stuff like that.
Right, so. You do, and you can read between the lines, particularly if you know what some of the things that are going on inside. And I'm not just referring to school districts here. I'm just talking to a lot of things in general, primarily connected to government.
Right.
You just go, oh, man, this is, again, it's the the soft sell, the good intention people, my sarcasm with the good intention people, that's what this is. But over and over, the good intentions. Okay, we have good intentions now. So it's okay for a boy to be in a girl's restroom, locker room, or compete in their sport. Those are, I guess, were good intentions, or are good intentions.
Right.
The good intentions of changing how we teach our children. We have good intentions. These kids are they're failing. We know that we know what the scores are. Those were good intentions.
Right.
Because when they send out, well, we're going to do this because XXX, and of course we're doing this because we care about the children. Well,
right.
How are the results?
I know you probably heard the saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yep. You said it, sir.
Thank you, Kev.
All right. Bye. Okay, folks, we're going to, with all good intentions, head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Although initially not slated to fully reopen until March, Caltrans announced that repairs on Highway 1 at Big Sur have progressed enough for reopening. In February 2024, a massive rock slide buried the highway's surface under several tons of rock and mud. The highway will reopen today at noon, and the estimated repair cost of the area was about $82 million. The Passerable City Council will be meeting tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a discussion item for inducing term limits to the City Council and mayoral position. Term limits must be placed on a ballot and approved by a majority of voters. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump considering taking action against Iran following a deadly crackdown on protesters by the regime. Fox's Rich Edson.
Iranians are scouring morgues to identify their loved ones. Estimates suggest their government has killed thousands of citizens. President Trump is warning that Iran is starting to cross U.S. red lines on protester deaths.
The president says anyone who kills demonstrators will pay a big price. Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio meet with the Danish foreign minister today. President Trump still plans to take over Greenland for national security. Luxury retailer Saks Global filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company that owns Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus has secured $1.75 billion in financing as it restructures. 29 dead, 64 injured in Bangkok, Thailand, after a construction crane fell on a moving passenger train. America's listening to Fox News.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868. bisonmeat.com.
It is 11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Make it 9 NFL coaching vacancies as of this morning. Veteran Steelers boss Mike Tomlin stepped down Tuesday after 19 seasons. He never posted a losing record, made 13 trips to the playoffs, and won a ring in Super Bowl 43. NBA, fourth time's the charm for the Thunder. They finally figured out how to beat the Spurs. 119-98. 34 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The defending champs have only lost 7 times as they reach the midway point of the NBA season, but 3 of those have come against San Antonio. Elsewhere, the Timberwolves went wire-to-wire on the Bucks, 139-106. Minnesota shot 60% from the floor and hit a season-high 22 three-pointers. Nuggets repelled the Pelicans. Jamal Murray had 35. Points. Big wins for the Lakers and the Warriors. Close calls for the Heat and the Rockets. College hoops, number 2 Iowa State took its first loss of the season, 84-63 at Kansas. Cyclones coach T.J. Otzelberger.
And that was an absolute beatdown tonight from the start, you know, in their favor, unfortunately.
So just 4 unbeaten teams remain in college basketball. Top-ranked Arizona, number 10 Vanderbilt, unranked Miami of Ohio, and number 8 Nebraska, which nailed Oregon last night 90-55. The Huskers now 17-0 and in the top 10 for the first time since 1966. Hockey, the Lightning nipped the Penguins 2-1 in a shootout for win number 11 in a row. Senators stopped the Canucks 2-1. Vancouver has lost 8 straight. Ducks snapped a 9-game slide with a 3-1 win over the Stars. Blue Jackets scored 3 times in the third to beat the Flames for their new coach, Rick Bonus. Shutout wins for the Bruins and Blues. Capitals and Predators worked overtime, and victories for the Mammoth and Jets. That's Wednesday sports.
All right, we've got the NFL football, the playoffs this weekend here on KPRL. Saturday, 12:30, be the Bills and the Broncos. Then Sunday, starting at 11, Houston taking on the Patriots. And at 3:15, the Rams and the Bears, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by the, Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what critters are out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. That's what we need to do. That's our job, our responsibility, whether ours or helping out a friend or neighbor or even a stranger. We used to do things like that. Okay, let's see here. We've cleaned the board from last week, so we have nothing but Mr. Chris.
Let's see if I can strike out today because I'm down for 2.
Well, okay. This may be easy, somewhat. It's not asking about a 6,000-pound scrambled egg.
Or, you know, hearing a whale's heartbeat from 2 miles away.
Right, nothing like that. But the average person, it doesn't define average here, by the way, how many dreams do they have a night? The average person.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with 3.
You're close, but that's not the answer.
It has to be a single-digit number.
Yes, you're correct. If you went one higher, it's between 4 and 6.
Oh, I was going based off my own estimates. It's kind of hard to say, though, because you forget them so easily. You know what I mean? Your dreams, I mean.
There's some that, you know, don't you wake up and it feels like it's real?
Yes, there's some that feel like they're real. There's ones where you, like, I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you before, but you kind of find out in the middle of the dream that you're dreaming, so you just start doing a bunch of weird stuff.
Maybe. I don't know how they know how people are have the dreams. They put something monitor on your brain or your head or something?
Could be an MRI, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it's between 4 to 6 dreams a night. I shouldn't say never. I've gotten up and probably even the middle of a dream. And most of them are, I would say, you know, kind of happy or reminiscing type of dreams.
Pleasant, I'd hope so. Or else that's not a dream, that's a nightmare.
Well, the night the nightmares happen when you're out and about in public on a daily basis. Those are the ones. Anyway, so sweet dreams, as they say. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. As we gently move along here, and then we will have this thing called trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner out at the airport. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Boy, I don't know why I did this one today, because it just, first thing I saw and I was busy and I thought, okay, I'll try this. So here we go. This was, well, first off, this was on the air for 3 seasons. And like a lot of television shows, when you look back with, I mean, there are some exceptions like All in the Family, Bonanza, and MASH, and some of those that were on for a long time. Most television shows aren't on for a long time. And this one was on for 3 seasons, but it was pretty darn big. It was a spinoff. It was a spinoff from another very successful show around the same time. And what's kind of ironic about this is that both were canceled about the same time after, well, one 3 years and the other, I think, 4 years. But this spinoff was from one of the characters that was played on one. These are all from the 70s. And this was a special high-risk government mission. And it also spurred, even though in its short time, a lot of product. A lot of product. So what is the show? And what I mean by a lot of product, that is merchandise. Its own line of toys by Kenner, a 12-inch doll of the character, and also lunch boxes for children was available. And they had some other board game based on this, also was created. It was sold by Parker Brothers. And it was suited for 7 to 12-year-olds. I'm not so sure the show was for 7 to 12-year-olds, but the character, what do you think the show is? Again, it was a spinoff from another show. The other show starred a male guy in it. All right? And here we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, the Bionic Woman.
Yes, the Bionic Woman, starring Lindsay Wagner. I never saw it. Did you ever see the show, sir?
Yes. Yes, when I was a kid, it was the $6 Million Man Bionic Woman. That was like superhero characters to us when we were kids.
You watched them, so you liked them, right?
Yeah. You know, it was always fun to watch Steve Austin doing his bionic stuff, running and throwing people around. So, yeah.
Well, the $6 million man, you know, Lee Majors.
Yeah.
He went to Eastern Kentucky. And
he was a good athlete, from what I hear.
Well, yeah, a friend of mine, Gary Ford, we were friends and played together in high school and against each other in college. He played for Coach Kidd at Eastern Kentucky. And I remember Gary telling me that something came up about Lee Majors. And because Coach Kidd said, let me tell you something, boys, Lee Majors never liked to get his face dirty.
There's one episode of The $6 Million Man where he's playing basketball. And he looked like he could legit play basketball.
Uh-huh.
He had a great jump shot and everything. And I'm going, man, he looks like he's a pretty good athlete.
Okay, well, yeah, he was. He was, but I always got a funny about that story there about not getting his face dirty.
Pretty boy.
Yeah, well, it made him a lot of money, so no complaints. All right, sir, may I have your name?
Matt Drake.
All right, we are done for today, but thank you. You're down as our first qualifier. No, the second qualifier for the week. All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
All right, bye. Okay, there you have it.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A man in Paso Robles was arrested yesterday after he allegedly assaulted 2 police officers while they were conducting a child safety report at 1327 Creston Road. He was arrested and both officers were treated at the scene. The City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo have announced a weekend vending opportunity at the Atascadero Lake Park this summer. The city is seeking local food vendors for zoo visitors and park goers every Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m., starting June 20th and ending at the end of September. You can go to the City of Atascadero's website for more information. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, since we got on to the Lee Majors thing, his real name is Harvey Lee Yeary. He changed his name after going to acting school, and he picked the stage name Lee Major as a tribute to childhood hero Johnny Majors, who was a big time, I think he was second in Heisman Trophy in 56 or 57, of course, went on University of Pittsburgh National Championship and the coach of University of Tennessee. This hour brought to you by Berlager Excavation, 805-674-5141.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.